Lesson 31. Evyar, the poet of the masses. Evyar means a respectable elderly woman in Tamil. Hence the word Evyar means a respectable old woman and grandmother. It is a title rather than the specific name of a woman. Who was Evyar? We know that Evyar was not just one woman. At least three women poets were called Evyar at various periods of Tamil history. They were some of the most famous and important female poets in Tamil. They were older women, not married, and devoted their lives to God. Let us look at the lives of two Evyars. The first Evyar lived in the Sangam period, around the 3rd century BCE. BCE means before Common Era. Earlier, we used the term BC, which means before Christ. She was respected by all, even the mighty Tamil kings. She went from village to village, sharing the food of the poor farmers and composing poems and songs for them. The second Evyar lived in the 10th century during the reign of the Chola dynasty. She was the court poet of the Chola kings. Kings listened to her advice with respect and valued her wisdom. She was known as a wise and noble woman and also as a saint. She is represented as an old woman in a sari, supporting herself with a walking stick. Evyar is famous for her simple but powerful poetry. Her poems are full of common sense and wisdom. They explain basic morals on how to live a good life. Evyar was revered by many villagers who drew inspiration from her single-line poems and sayings. She is counted among the most famous poets in the Tamil canon and is a torchbearer for women poets. Here are three of Evyar's sayings. The sum of your knowledge can be captured in the palm of a hand, whereas the things you do not know comprise the size of the world. Give and you shall receive. You water the feet of the coconut tree and it gives you the sweet water of its fruit. The papaya has large leaves and has no scent. The malli, jasmine, has small petals but is fragrant. The sea is large but you cannot drink the water. A spring is small but it serves all. Children learning the Tamil language are introduced to Evyar's poems at an early age. Even today, grandmothers in Tamil Nadu pass down Evyar's wisdom and teachings orally.